Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-30 all-wheel drive, only $179 a month. Or buy and get 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN SM808128. MSRP 27105. Ends 3/31/25.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
That's true.
It's actually not. So at the top of the 2 o'clock hour, you might have noticed some feverish texting going on. As Scott was trying to talk about a very serious subject.
He was.
I started texting Sam. What did he just say? Let me read the following commentary as we roll bean footage back.
This is a doggy dog.
I said, hey, Sam, did something funny just happen? And Scott's still talking over there, and I can see Sam pick up his phone. I said, go back. I swear, Scott just said, it's a doggy dog world.
Doggy dog.
And so Sam back there is like, this is at 2 o'clock. We have been laughing since 2 o'clock.
Doggy dog.
In all caps, he definitely said doggy dog. I'm using this as the bumper at 4.
Would you like, doggy dog.
Would you like to take another crack at it?
I would like to slow down. This is a dog eat dog business. I feel like I'm on the Wheel of Fortune now. This is a dog eat dog business.
Because had you said doggy dog on the wheel, you would have heard Ryan Seacrest go, ooh.
No.
Sorry. Not able to accept that.
Doggy dog.
I go, did he just say what?
Okay. I was trying to give a very heartfelt.
You did a fantastic job.
Commentary about the end of the Johnny Dare morning show.
That's why they waited so long to bring it up.
Mm. And it is indeed.
This is a doggy dog business.
A doggy dog business. You know what I'm
it
saying?
It is.
It is. It's a doggy dog.
Good chat.
Why am I even here anymore?
You are the first one to jump on either one of us when we mispronounce something. Yet it's usually Sam, if we're honest.
You guys have been
really
on me.
Crown
hawk.
Here we go.
Well, listen, if you're trying to insert mayhem into this, we're not going to have it here. Okay, there's no mayhem on the Dana and Parks program.
Sounds like you're saying it just fine to me.
Play that clip.
I did at 2 o'clock.
Yep.
Yeah, I know, but if we're going to make fun of me, we're going to make fun of you.
It's a good
doggy dog mayhem.
Good Friday.
I'm going to doggy dog onto you making fun of me.
Friday afternoon laugh.
Because it would cause mass mayhem.
Well, it's not just... I'm sorry.
May
Did
what?
Did you say...
Mayhem.
Mayhem?
Mayhem.
Mayhem.
I'm dead serious. You could listen to it 100 times. We're saying the same thing.
No, you're not.
No, the funniest part is when Dana is in the middle of a sentence and she just stops and you hear me in the background go, ooh. Because I know that she just caught what I caught and she's about to rip you a new one.
Because it would cause mass mayhem.
Well, it's not just... I'm sorry.
May
Did
what?
You say
mayhem?
Mayhem.
It's
doggy
so
dog.
good. It is so good.
It is senior night tomorrow in Lawrence. Aww. Seven seniors on this KU basketball team. They are playing number 24, Arizona.
It's okay.
Good luck, fellas.
Did you see the first seat went into the new football stadium this week?
No.
The first seat. They bolted it in and they put it out on social. The first seat is in. I think they have how many thousands more seats to go, but seat number one is in for football season, I assume next season.
So KJ Adams is leaving.
Yep.
Patrick Cassidy. Mm-hmm. Hunter Dickinson.
Yeah.
Dwan Harris Jr., Zeke Mayo, Shaquille Moore, and Dylan Wilhite.
Man.
KU has not lost a regular season finale.
Why you got to do them like that? Just leave it alone. Congrats to the seniors.
Home finale. Home finale.
Yeah, congrats to the seniors.
Since 1983-84.
All right.
Wow.
Moving on.
The fact that we have that many seniors and we're struggling to this.
It's a lot.
It's a rebuilding.
It's a rebuilding year. That's right.
Yeah. It's a doggy-dog game.
It is a doggy-dog game. And right now they're wearing Purina underpants. That is correct. Once again, reminder, you have to spring forward tomorrow night. At 2 o'clock Sunday morning. Are you looking for me to make another mistake? Look at you. You're like a dog on the hunt. You're like a doggy dog.
What are we springing?
We're springing forward.
Okay.
I'm very particular about that first R nowadays.
It's like English 101 every afternoon on Dana and Parks.
How we came to move the clock forward in the spring and then push it back in the fall is a tale that spans more than a century, one that's driven by two world wars, mass confusion at times, and a human desire to bask in the sun for as long as possible. There's been plenty of debate over the practice, but about 70 countries, 40% of those across the globe, currently use what Americans call daylight saving time.
No one knows what any of it means. I'm just here to break that news to you.
Do you know why?
Unless you wrote a farmer's almanac, no one even knows what. You just know that this is the day on the weekend overnight that the clock goes one way or the other, and then we all just like lambs to the slaughter. We just accept it, and you know, it's 4 o'clock and it's dark out. Okay, this is the bad one, and then this next one's the good one because I get to be out longer at night.
We could blame a golfer back in the late 1800s, early 1900s.
Probably.
For pushing for this.
We could also blame an astronomer in New Zealand, George Hudson, who proposed a time shift in the spring and fall to increase the daylight. You're not increasing daylight.
Yeah, he studied bugs, and he wanted more time and more light to be able to study bugs.
Yeah, cutting 1 inch off the bottom of a blanket and sewing it to the top does not give you more blanket.
More blanket. That's a great analogy, Sam.
It's just a shift in the clocks, you know.
Do you want to know why we have universal time and time zones in the first place?
Nobody
who
knows.
Drew the time zones?
Sure.
Nobody knows.
Train companies.
Yeah, everybody knows.
All right. So train companies drew the timelines in the United States?
Train companies drew the time zones in the U.S. because that is where their rail lines ended and the other company's rail line picked up.
Then explain this to me. Why there's only one major city that is literally split by a time zone, and that is Pierre, South Dakota.
That's not a major city.
Well, it's on a map.
Yeah. Maybe they were drinking when they drew that one.
Look at that.
Pierre got lucky.
They got to Pierre, and they were like, we're tired.
Pierre is right in the middle of South Dakota, the little red star.
Yep.
And the time zone goes right through the city.
It's probably where the rail line ended.
You live on the west side, you're in mountain time. You live on the east side of Pierre, you're in central time.
The conversation started happening because they were doing train shipments across the country, and they were trying to make sure that they didn't have two trains on the same track running at each other. And so they had to sync up times to a universal time.
Right.
And the train companies decided that if we're going to do this, we want it to be done the way that we want it. And if we don't implement our own plan, the government's going to do it, and it's going to be wrong.
Right.
So they said, we're going to do it.
You lost me 12 minutes ago. Can I ask you a question?
The segment's only been going on for like six.
I know. It feels like 12.
Like she said.
We're adding time to Dana's brain here. Have you ever knocked on someone's door?
Yes.
And said, I want your house. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how weird is that? And then if they say no, do you leave it at that? Or like, when does it cross into, you know, let it go?
Well, Dana, I think we're getting into a personal story here.
I mean, it depends on how much cash they have in the bag they're
carrying. No matter what the time zone, I think we could all agree that there's a price for everything.
I had a realtor one time reach out to another realtor for the house that I currently own.
Yeah.
I wanted it, but it wasn't for sale.
Everything is for sale.
That's why I'm in it.
Bingo. Did they say no first?
No.
Oh.
They said, how much are you offering?
I want to know if you are in a house and someone has knocked on the door, because there was one house where I used to live. There's one condo that everybody wants. And I ended up meeting that guy many years ago. And I said, hey, if you ever sell that thing, like, I'm looking to downsize, let me know. And he looked at me and he laughed and he said, look, we are not in the market to sell. I appreciate it. But get
the
in
hell out of
line.
Here.
He goes, we have 50 letters from 50 different people, all from right here, all with beautiful families, all that want to stay in the neighborhood. Like, I've promised this house to my next door neighbor. That's how bad this condo on that market, Scott. There is no price. People will pay any price for where it's situated, why it's situated.
So apparently in the recent past, you have found a home, somebody else's,
yes,
that you really want badly.
I thought it was for sale because there was a sign in the yard
that said, beware of dog.
It was a different sign, but it looked like a real estate. It did look like it's for sale.
Okay.
So
what did the sign say?
Well, I was like a block away and I saw the sign and right. I was like, oh my gosh, there's now movement here.
So okay. Get off my lawn.
What did the sign say?
The first sign was like a construction type sign.
We'll call the police.
But looked exactly like a real estate sign.
No trespassing.
Get off my lawn.
Then a few weeks later.
No soliciting.
There was like a liquidation sign.
Guns and dog on property.
Right. I mean, I'm not crazy. Well, I did go. But I'm asking if you have ever done this.
You didn't answer the question. What did the sign say?
It was one of those like estate sale property signs that would lead you to believe
that somebody had died.
That someone is getting ready to move. Like they're consolidating stuff.
All right. So you knocked on the door.
I wrote a letter, actually.
Would you care to tell us what the letter said?
It was lengthy. I included a photo from my childhood.
You're kidding.
No, I've been holding this from you for 2 weeks.
A photo from your childhood?
What does that have to do with buying a house today?
It reminds me of the way this
you know
is
what?
Reminds me
no, no,
of
no, no,
my
no.
childhood.
I can't unpeel this onion in 30 seconds. 913-586-7777.
Just sell me your house!
Just hang on. 913-586-7777.
I'm not crazy.
This is a dog-eat-dog business.
Go sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Okay, back to your story.
I wrote a letter.
Okay, you left it on the door.
We left it in the mailbox, but I don't know, you know, who owns the property. And so we waited a week and didn't hear anything. And I thought, well, maybe they're out of town.
Didn't do a soft sell search on the property?
So,
didn't do a deed search on the property?
I started calling in the big guns. I mean, you know I was a reporter for many years. And I'm like, I will figure this out.
You know exactly who owns that property.
And, you know, I have many friends who are real estate agents. They have been drawn into my web of yearning. And Heather Broderick happens to be one of them.
Heather, I'm so sorry.
What have you got me into, Dana?
Well, first of all, how unusual is it? I think in your business, it's not, right? That unusual?
No, we do lots of crazy things to get inside a property.
Mm-hmm. Like leaving a note with a baby picture of you on a tractor?
No, I'm kind of wondering about that. I just got that picture.
Heather, that's baby Dana. That is baby Dana on a tractor.
Okay, and so you're thinking these 7 acres, she's going to visually see you there?
Yes, like this is where the universe wants me to be. That's all I'm saying. And I do believe there's a price for everything, and maybe this isn't it. Maybe this is not the property, but you've seen—
Is this the farm that you were talking
about? Yes. Heather, okay. You have seen stranger things happen. I know you have, where someone knocks on a door, and they're like, well, we weren't planning on selling, but all right.
Oh, yeah, all day long. I'm showing a house tomorrow that's not on. We do it all the time.
So see, sometimes, what percentage of the time does it work?
Well, I mean, I'm getting ready to close on a deal that I sent a letter to for somebody, and we close April 13th.
Okay, let me ask
That's
a couple
my birthday.
Okay, Dana, let me ask a couple questions here, some serious questions. Heather, thank you for joining us, by the way. You're one of the premier names in real estate in Kansas City. You know that.
Well, thanks for dropping that.
Yeah, absolutely. At what point does Dana become a, or move from becoming a prospective buyer to a dangerous stalker?
Well, I told her if she puts a tent up on the property, she's crossed the line.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to send a drone up there.
She did have me call a hauling company today, though.
A hauling company?
Hauling. I talked to a very nice gentleman named Jacob who owns Kirkpatrick. He owns the hauling company. That sign is in the yard of the property.
Yep.
And the gal that owns the house works for the hauling company. And her dad built the home with his own hands, and they're not selling the home. But now Dana's trying to get me to get into the land part of it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just going to buy the land up from underneath them?
Scott, no. Heather, Scott wants to make fun of me for being interested in what is a stunning piece of property, yet he is in his home because someone knocked on a door.
Well, that's not entirely true. But they got the letter 2 weeks ago, Heather. There has been zero response.
But that was when she wanted the house, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so now we're just saying, hey, why don't you sell me the 7 acres it's attached to?
Correct.
So you're saying there's a chance. Who are you?
No, not at all. Like I think this is way more. The phones are already ringing, and this is why people do this all the time.
Heather, a serious question here. At what point in this process does the family file a restraining order?
Mm-hmm. Good question, Sam.
Well, I think she was going down a path of getting on Facebook Messenger, correct?
Yes, but I did not do that. I am not going to do that, which is why I called you. I called my good friend Jody Albers, you know Jody, trying not to involve my son because he's got other things going on. And I'm like, look, what is the appropriate way to do this? And I think we've done those things. And if it works, great. And if not, I swear to you, I will let it go.
Well, you're going to kind of have to. I mean, honestly, you're going to have to.
I love your face. I love you so much. All right. Well, keep trying.
Okay. I'll do it.
Keep trying.
All right, Heather.
Okay. All right, guys. Bye.
God be with you.
Till we see legal paperwork suggesting otherwise.
All right. Let's say they sell you the 7 acres. What are you going to do? Just mow it?
Build on it. We're going to build on it.
You have to get a permit for that.
Correct. Details, Sam. Details.
I'm just making sure you know what you're getting yourself into here.
I do. You know what I'm going to do over this weekend?
It's not a park. It's about to be.
I'm going to drive you by. We won't do it this weekend. We'll wait until it's nicer out. I'll have you out to lunch, and then we're going to drive by. And you are going to see it and go, okay, yeah, now I get it. There's no noise pollution. There's no light pollution.
No, but apparently there's stalkers
in the
area.
Did you become Yukon Dana?
I don't need a Yukon, but you know, very peaceful.
Northwestern Territories, Dana.
It's very, you know, my friend Heather Kay's moved out way out in Belton.
Is this the one with the chickens?
With the chickens and the goats, and I don't want chickens or goats, but man, I like the quiet, Scott. I'm getting older. I like the quiet.
Then why are you on this show?
I'm getting older.
Okay.
I got a couple years left in me, but not, you know.
You think you got one more contract in you?
I like the quiet. Okay.
All right. It's not technically in the country. It's inside the city limits of a city.
It's country adjacent.
Got it.
No.
Got it.
Nope. You've told me where it is.
I know exactly.
If there's a riding mower involved, that's country enough for me.
Okay. Maybe a wooden fence, not like a wooden 5-foot fence.
Maybe
but
a
like
rototiller. I don't have a lot of time.
Where there are posts and two pieces of lumber.
Yes. Barbed wire. I am in.
Ooh, a little barbed wire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
You're going to put barbed wire up.
Well, I'm not.
913-586-7798.
They probably are.
Soon, yeah, probably this weekend.
Doing it now.
913-586-7798.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
When she gets cowboy boots and a cowboy hat, I'm quitting. I will quit the show.
Well, remember, she tried to claim that she had cowboy boots already.
Those were very chic red velvet.
Those are fashion boots.
They are indeed fashion boots.
Okay. New study is out on the top places in the United States for people to retire. Would you care to guess some?
Please tell me it's not Kansas City. We have too many people on
Kansas
the highways
City
here.
Kansas City is not. In fact, they point out that the Missouri is not actually mentioned in this story from the New York Post, but they do mention that Kansas's rather high, by comparison, property tax rates are actually driving people from the state when they retire.
It has to be a ton of Florida.
Florida's number one.
Okay.
These are states.
I'm going to go California. There's a lot of Palm Desert people.
California did make the top 10. That is correct. By the way, I don't have the full top 10 in front of me. I just have 1, 2, 3.
Any of the Carolinas
five.
On there?
I have 6 of the top 10. North Carolina is in the top 10.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Colorado?
No. Not that I know of. It's not listed. Number 2 is Texas.
Really?
Yep. Arizona made the top 10. North Carolina, as I mentioned. California is you. Pennsylvania also made.
Pennsylvania?
One of the hottest spots in America right now for people to retire is Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
There it is.
Pennsylvania has a lot of wonderful farm property.
Oh. In what they call the hinterland.
You know what? You guys laugh. You just wait. I'm whispering it out into the universe, and we will see what the universe
brings.
We
only
back.
Laugh because it is so far from you.
I know, right?
It would make sense if I were going for a property like that.
Wouldn't if I did.
Yeah.
Sam, I will build a bonfire and we will invite you out to our homestead.
I'm going to have to go out there to help you take care of the property.
Oh, my God.
No, you won't. By the way, I don't know what other to say. Run, walk, don't walk, jog. We finally got around to watching Killers of the Flower Moon last night.
I never even heard of it.
It's like a 19-hour movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and John Lithgow and Robert De Niro. Yes, you
wow,
have.
That's all star.
It won every Oscar a couple years ago.
Huh.
What do I think? We watched it in two chunks.
See, then I'm out.
I really, really want to see it, but I get your point on it, being concerned about making it a run, do not walk.
A heartbreaking tale about the slaughter of Native Americans that were part of the Osage Nation in Oklahoma. And I am embarrassed to say, until this movie, and I knew about the book, I did not know about this story, okay? It was in, we'd have to look up the year, Sam, I want to say 1900s. They struck oil. The Native Americans of the Osage tribe struck oil. And you know what happens when you strike oil? Now they are all, in modern day terms, they were millionaires.
Oh, sure.
And so it didn't take long for people taking advantage, coming in. And not just with, hey, let me get your picture here, $40. You know, not just with stuff like that. With, okay, if you marry someone that is a full-blooded Osage member from the original, you know, 25 or 50 families that were there when the oil was struck, you then have claim, Scott, to that substantial fortune.
1920s, by the way.
Thank you, 1920s. So a lot of white men came in and started marrying the Native women, and then the Native women started dying. Like, bullet to the back of the head, but ruled a suicide. Like, poisonings, just murder. And it was a small enough town that, you know, the sheriff knew the judge, knew the, you know, prosecutor, that just nothing really was done. And they're trying to get Washington, D.C. to come in at the very beginning of the what was called the Bureau of Investigation back then. It is worth it for the education of what happened back then, but it is a long, difficult watch.
So answer me this then. You were really turned off by the depictions of how the Indians were treated in 1923, the show.
I don't want to say turned off. It was just so hard for me to watch. The opening,
it is hard to watch.
The opening scene in that show is sex assault. And I just, and abuse. And I was, you know, I just couldn't.
Okay.
This, from an educational standpoint, like what happened because this tribe struck oil?
So they owned a lot of.
Yes. And the greed that came flooding in.
The Osage Nation, most of their territory was in Oklahoma, which is oil rich. That is true.
It is worth your time. But
what is it called? The
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
And I'm curious also, like, how many modern day, like, how many descendants are left? But I would tell you this, Scott. Watch it. From a historical standpoint, you will, I don't want to say enjoy it because it's, ugh.
Large quantities of oil were discovered in 1894 beneath the vast prairie that was owned by the tribe.
And it was in the 20s that they started moving in on the land,
yes,
per se.
They believe it could be hundreds of people who were murdered. In the movie, they depict one main family. Scott, a woman loses her sister, then another sister, then the other, then the mother. And what some of the men would do, and I know way, 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 way back, this was like if your husband died when the life expectancy back then was, what, in your 40s or 50s, you know, sometimes women would marry the brother. That was very common in America way, way, way back when. With the money attached to these Native American women, when the women would die, the husband would just move right on to the sister because that the money then would keep coming. I mean, it's, oh my God, the greed.
Apple TV, by the way.
Apple TV.
It was in 1924 that so 101 years ago, that the total revenue of the Osage from the mineral leases alone on their territory.
Yep.
Was $24.6 million.
It was nominated for 10 Oscars.
By the way, listen to this. When royalties peaked in 1925, annual headright earnings were $13,000. A family of four who were on the allotment roll earned $52,800, the equivalent in 2024 of $946,000 a year.
Correct. And exactly what you think would happen with that kind of money flowing happened.
All right. I'll check it out because we were looking for a movie to watch tonight. But how long is it? 3 hours?
It's an LAS. Or LAM. What do you call it?
It's an LAM. It's a lamb. Long-ass movie.
It is a lamb.
I'm looking for a Sam. I need a short ass movie tonight.
They I'm right
could,
here.
Not sure they could have compacted all of this into a Sam.
I'm right here, Scotty.
Less than 2 weeks after Zepbound maker Eli Lilly reduced the price of the weight loss drug, competitor Nova Nordisk said this week it would cut the price of its popular weight loss drug Wegovy for cash-paying customers. So you either pay cash, but you have insurance, or you don't have insurance, but somehow can afford to pay cash. Nova Nordisk said that patients who are prescribed Wegovy can purchase the obesity drug through the company's pharmacy for $499 per month. That's still very expensive.
They are outright admitting that they inflate prices for no reason whatsoever.
Except to make more money off of insurance companies. You know, I noticed something the other day. And I'm not breaking any news to you with this first sentence. I watch a disgustingly obscene amount of cable news in the morning before I come to work. All three of the channels. I am trying to think of a time recently where every commercial was not an insurance company. Liberty, 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 liberty.
Yep. Liberty, bibberty.
Liberty, bibberty. It's bibberty.
No, it's liberty.
Or a drug maker. Every yep. single, what next time you're at home and you're just watching in the morning, particularly, it might be different at night.
Yep.
I give myself a news break at night, but I always have the news on in the background while I'm cleaning the house, or sometimes I just sit and watch. Every single commercial, every single one, is a drug maker, usually Wegovy or some, you know, AFib commercial with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Or Zentrax.
Or Zentrax. Where you have to...
Sir.
Yes, that's one. Yeah,
and there's... Can't forget Sky Rizzy, Ism Kism Abrizza.
Sky Rizzy, that's on there. Or it's, you know, Liberty Mutual... Not Liberty Mutual. Liberty Insurance Company. Or name your USAA. I mean, they're all... That's
reverse
all
mortgage?
They have.
I don't know if we'll have time.
Okay, all right, there's one. You're right. There is a Tom Selleck reverse mortgage commercial. And a
They know their audience.
And a Ted Danson consumer cellular phone commercial where if you're over the age of 50, we'll give you a monthly subscription for $25.
And the big tax companies right now. But yeah, it's the same thing on streaming services. I don't watch cable TV, but same thing on streaming.
I thought you were going to go in a different direction. Have you ever been at the pharmacy and you get up there and you go to pay and, you know, they're doing this. They're typing. Yeah, we're having trouble with the insurance. Let me see. Yeah, and I will always say, I'm going to stop you right there. How much is it just to pay for it? You know, because sometimes it's like $12. Yeah. It's not worth my time to stand here 30 minutes over $12. Or sometimes they'll say, well, it's ringing in $430. And then they will say, but wait a minute, I can go online. Let me get a coupon.
And they go to the TrueRx or whatever it's called.
And they do this. Yeah, okay, now that's going to be, instead of $480, it's
$26. Yeah.
Stop offering the backdoor coupon, just charge everybody the $26.
I know.
That's what drives me crazy.
It is highway robbery what is going on in this country right now with prescription
it's
drugs.
It's true.
It is highway robbery.
And I don't want to see commercials for Wegovy or Ozempic or Ism Kism Abrizza. I want to see the bent carrot commercials.
Yeah, I don't need to see that one either.
For the Peyronie's disease. Yes. The bent carrot commercial. But the funny thing about, and I'm going to get you off that track before we go off track. The crazy thing about these drug commercials like Wegovy and what's the other one? There's Wegovy and Ozempic, of course. There's an Ozempic commercial where people just start walking down the street. And people, there's one woman who's painting in a park, and she looks over, and she sees all these people just walking down the street. And then there's another guy who's showing his son how to work on the engine of a car, and he looks over through their driveway, and he sees all these people walking by, and he hands his son the wrench and a rag and just walks away. And they just start walking down the street talking about Ozempic.
They don't make sense, but they work.
It has nothing to do with Ozempic. And why did you... Leave your son. You're teaching him how to work on the engine of a car.
You're teaching
jerk.
Him to walk in the middle of traffic for no apparent reason. Those people are going to get hit by a car.
Exactly.
Then they are going to need a prescription med.
They're going to be thin. Wouldn't they do it?
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. By the way, we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news, the airing of the grievances. We will allow one grievance because I don't want the whole hour to be about what happened this morning on a radio station right down the hall.
So if you have a grievance about that, we'll take one. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. We do have a request, by the way, as we get closer and closer to Festivus Friday. A number of people are writing in saying, can we do a Festivus Friday without gratitudes this week? Because it really hasn't. We might need to rein it in just a little bit because it has been. I have a gratitude, and then they give their gratitude, and then the next person has a grievance, then the next person has a gratitude. Where originally created by Dana 13, 14 years ago, it was supposed to be a chance to get your grievance off your chest and go into the weekend without feeling that grievance anymore.
One of the funniest grievances I've ever heard was last week, and the guy called in and he goes, you know what? Keep your good feelings to yourself. We don't have time for that.
Nobody has time for that. If you're enjoying life, keep it to yourself. Nobody has time for that. If you're enjoying life, keep it to yourself.
Apparently, they had to shut down some flights over Florida last night. SpaceX sent a rocket up. Well, they tried. They tried to send a rocket up, and it exploded shortly after it took off. And debris was flying everywhere over the area of Turks and Caicos and the Bahamas. And so flights heading into or out of Florida had to either be delayed if they hadn't taken off yet, or if they were in the sky, they had to be diverted. We also had another, man, we're just not doing space stuff very good lately. You know, they landed a couple of private spacecraft on the moon in the past week. One of them, apparently, its mission is over. It will not be coming back. It tipped over and can't get back right up.
It's fallen and it can't get up?
Correct.
By the way, the last three lunar landers that we have tried to send up by private company have ended up on their side and died.
Now, wouldn't you think that after a while they would put built-in little arms that could come out of its shell and, like, push it back right side?
Yes.
I mean, we did it just fine in 1969.
Here we go.
We did.
Sam, by the way, for those of you who are new to the show, is a moon landing denier. That is a fact.
Maybe not a denier, but I don't believe it.
Well, that's a denier.
You're denying that it happened.
I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense. I'm just saying.
Okay, so you're denying it. You're denying the moon landing.
What else you got?
Okay. Well, that's it. Just that the moon lander apparently tipped over on its side and can't right side itself. And so now it's basically stuck there for the rest of eternity.
You know, you can call it by its name.
What? It's called the...
Eileen.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Forever.
My God, why?
No reason to call it anything. It's not going to respond.
All right. This is the best time to get in. If you have a grievance, try to keep them to grievances today. We will take one on what happened this morning between 6 and 10 down the hall, because I know that we have a lot of cross-listenership. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. The phone number for Festivus Friday is 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.